W4EEY, N4IQ. N4IQ,
K4RM Mobile.
Now, let's see, what is your name?
Oh, what's my name? Isn't it on my license?
Hey, Fred. Good to hear you. Good to hear you on.
First, you sounded like you might be on EchoLink. Your voice sounded different when you called Gary.
Well, I got a cup of coffee in my hand. I think I took a couple of gulps in between and probably lubricated my voice box and my innards. I'm just having this is my second cup of coffee. And then I'll head out, take my big boy down the end of the street. I got some place I got to go this morning. I can't go for the long walk, but I can go for the short route. Anyway, how you been doing?
Pretty well. Just doing that four-letter word, you know, that starts with a W and ends with a K, which is where I'm headed right now. But all things considered, doing pretty well. Ready for springtime and tired of rain.
You feel that way? I do. I think most people do. And I actually went outside spent most of the day outside yesterday, working in the yard. It looked like heck. I've got a big sweet gum tree in the back, out in front of the house, actually by the street, and I guess probably 95% of those little sweet gum balls are down. They're everywhere. So I got my lawnmower out and got most of those off the front lawn. That's the one thing I don't like about a sweet gum is all those little balls that come off in the spring. But the tree is a beautiful tree. N4IQ.
4RM Mobile. Yeah, I know what you mean. Mary and I spent part of Saturday in the yard trimming shrubs and things. A little bit late doing that, but we decided to go ahead and do it and try to get ready for when things really get cranked up here, hopefully pretty soon. I guess the first day of spring is sometime around the 20th or 21st of this month, but sure ready for it. And if we don't get any rain for a while, won't be disappointed in that either.
Hey, I looked at long-term, talking about through the end of the month, and didn't look like, there's going to be some rain, but it doesn't look like anything like we've been having, and the temperatures are going to be staying up. There wasn't a single day where the lows were in the 30s. A few times it was in the 40s, quite a few times. But that's fine with me if it stays like that. Everything's really going to blossom out really quick, I think.
Everything's just ready to kind of burst out, as they say. Get a little more sunshine and a little more warmer temperatures, and that'll be it. I think I saw or heard where you and Bill, you and Phil worked the South Carolina QSO party this year.
Yeah, Phil came over here. We operated a multi effort. We used WW4SF. We used the bonus station call. And had a good time. We had almost 600. Well, if you include the dupes, we had over 600, but take those out. Just under 600. We had a really good time.
I thought I saw that. I didn't work any of it. I was involved in something else and didn't have time. But, that's good. I missed the last meeting, but I had something to come up at the last minute. I'll try to make the next one. But anyway, we went down to speak to Dave Stansel and his wife. You probably heard about that. They've lost their daughter.
Yeah, that's really, I really feel for Dave. I tell you what, he has really had some misfortunes here over the last few years. Yeah, I sent him a card, and not that a card's going to help him a lot, but, you know, I think it probably helps somebody who's gone through something like that, know people are thinking about you. That's terrible, yeah.
Down on last Wednesday evening, the day that it happened, and Mary and I visited with them in their home, and then we went to the visitation on Sunday. We would have stayed for the funeral, but we had another non-ham friend who passed away in Greenwood, so we went on down for that later Sunday afternoon. So, but yeah, they're doing okay. It was quite a shock, and you know, I don't know how any of us would react to that. But I told him, you know, the radio community knew about it, and I had announced it on the 610 repeater two or three nights, and so they've gotten a lot of support from their ham friends, so that'll mean a lot to them going forward.
Yeah, something like that. Close family, you know, parents, siblings, you know, just, it's hard to get over it. I mean, you've been through that recently. It's, last couple weeks I've been to several funerals, and, just feel for the people or you have family particularly. I mean, it's never good, but where you got close family, that's really bad, especially, you know, mothers, fathers, children. It's just very rough. Well, I'm going to, Toby's pacing back and forth here. I'm out on the screen porch. So I've got to go to the shelter. I spent the whole weekend undergoing training. Like I told Elaine, I said, now they've got me where I can sit and fetch. And but it's good training. They had somebody from actually, I guess it was Nevada. This person had like a doctorate in education and behavioral sciences, and I tell you what, she knew everything. And it's amazing how they applied a lot of this to like dogs. So they were trying to educate the ignorant, which would be me. Anyway, Fred, you have a great day, and let's hope it doesn't rain too much today. It's a Tuesday. If you go back and look at the calendar. And Tuesday is one of the days I go over to the shelter. And every Tuesday, seems like for 2 or 3 months, it's been raining, which is really bad because the group that I'm with has outdoor activities, and it's always getting rained out. It's just really amazing. Anyway, all right, 73s, and look forward to seeing you at the next meeting.
Bill, good to hear you, yeah, and hope you have a good day, and QSL on your training there. Maybe you'll be a good fetcher and a good catcher, so to speak. Talk to you later, my friend. I've just arrived at work, so I got to bail out, too. N4IQ, K4RM, out.
Good morning, N4IQ, QRP.